Malta Real Estate Headlines. Gallatin County Public Records Portal now available for MT Property Research. NETR Online hosts a centralized portal for Montana Gallatin public records, property tax information, and assessor searches. Real estate professionals in MT can streamline due diligence by accessing Gallatin property records, tax assessments, and ownership data through a single search interface. Bookmark/state MT County Gallatin for quick Gallatin County property research during transactions. Malta Real Estate Headlines. MT average realtor commission holds at 5.67%. The average realtor commission in Montana is 5.67%, and understanding what the commission covers and current market dynamics is critical for agents and brokers. Commission structures directly affect how MT real estate professionals price their services, negotiate with clients, and maintain competitive positioning in local markets. Review the full breakdown of what's included in MT's typical commission structure at hd.fastexpert.com/blog. What is the average commission in Montana? Malta Real Estate Headlines. New Montana Property Record Search Tool streamlines due diligence. PropertyChecker.com now offers a centralized platform to check Montana property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MT can conduct faster, more comprehensive due diligence on listings and investments without navigating multiple county systems. Add at montana.propertychecker.com/ to your research workflow for quicker property record lookups. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most MT jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.